I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, it is loud and clear that the United States of America is not our founding fathers' type of country anymore. Heck, it's even far removed from the prosperous, heady days of the Reagan era during the 1980s. It used to be that the majority of Americans simply wanted an economic atmosphere that availed itself to real opportunities for those seeking to open a business or simply get a job. But now, don't worry, don't even care, because the 6,125 new regulations just unleashed upon America by the administration will make everything perfect for everybody. You no longer have to depend on your wits. You no longer will be inhibited by Judeo-Christian ethical and moral codes. Oh, and by the way, no more traditional family values or standing up for the rights of the unborn. Just the other day, a Kansas government school district outlawed the teaching of cursive writing skills to students. Why? Because the educators have decided that the students were too busy, so they only needed to learn typing. The evolutionary process long ago replaced the teaching of creation at the nation's collegiate indoctrinational centers, but the evolutionary process has now gone into overdrive on college campi across the one-time fruited plain. For example, in the state of Michigan, at Oakland University, outside of Detroit, students are clamoring not for real American history, mind you, not better science instruction, not for a return to the classic level of education, but rather in between gender bathrooms. That's right, students who choose to remake themselves into the gender image of their choice, along with legions of sympathizers, are calling for Oakland University school officials to install in-between or transgender bathrooms everywhere throughout the campus, wherever natural male and female bathrooms are located. No official word yet on who is going to pay for this mad, mad world development. Today, more people fear the far left than God and allow them to have their way because they are so vicious. The will of the people has been exercised, or should I say, the will of the indoctrinated people. So be it. But in the end, righteousness will win. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training, DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI-enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. It's something you're going to set up on your computer. It's coming to your mobile phone. It works with all text-enabled mobile phones. They do not have to be smartphones. And with this, you can plan every facet of your day. But what separates Civil Dispatch from the rest of the herd is what it does unbidden, based upon your locale. Civil Dispatch is going to let you know about the things you can't possibly plan for, that there's no way to even imagine. Terrorist attack, polar vortex, snow in South Carolina. Flash flood, earthquake, it doesn't matter, you're going to find out. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. I'm being asked in the chat room how cold it is. It is it's in the 30s, which normally when it's in the low to mid 30s, when it snows in South Carolina, that means South Carolina is in deep trouble. Supposed to start about the time I get home. Coming out of Yale. They've adopted a new motto. If at first you don't succeed, manufacture results to your liking. That's how you get the scary numbers, sufficiently scary numbers, into a study. And this was put together by Dr. John Leventhal, a professor of pediatrics at the Yale School of Medicine. His study, which was published yesterday, says that 10,000 children are killed or injured by guns each year. But to get to that magical five figures, he has to do a little statistical shuck and jive. Coming from the study, studying the 2009 Kids Inpatient Database, or KID, which tracks pediatric hospital stays, the Yale researchers discovered 7,391 children under age 20 had been hospitalized for firearm-related injuries, with 453 of those patients dying. The data in KID has been gathered since 1997 as part of the Health Care Cost and Utilization Project on behalf of the Department of Health and Human Services, with 2009 the most recent release. Most of the injuries, 4,559, resulted from assaults, while 2,149 were from accidents and 270 the result of suicide attempts. Most common types of injury were open wounds at 52%, fractures at 50%. Brain injuries were more common in the younger kids, most of whom were hurt in accidental shootings. The study includes the age group from 18 to 20 and includes attacks by criminal youths involved in drug dealing, turf wars between gangs, drive-by shootings, home invasions, armed robbery. Not just some poor 8-year-old Timmy or 5-year-old Sally finding an unsecured firearm. Which is, that's troubling enough, but it's a separate issue. USA Today. He decided to report the depths of the study's inconvenient truth. And this was accidentally.
Rates were highest for those ages 15 to 19. Of all hospitalizations, 89 were males. The hospitalization rate for males was 15.22 per 100,000 compared with 1.93 per 100,000 for females. The hospitalization rate for black males was 44.77 per 100,000, more than 10 times that for white males. It detailed a significant racial gap. Black children and adolescents comprised 47% of all hospitalizations, 54 of those resulting from assaults, 36 from unintentional injuries, and 54% from undetermined causes. While looking at the poverty rate, they noticed the data did not allow researchers to separate the effects of poverty from the effects of race. Nor did the data indicate what types of guns were used or where the injury occurred. Now, they had enough money put together to go out, seek out, and include gang violence to inflate the number, but they lacked the funding to discover where the injuries occurred. But we already know that. There's an article entitled "The Story Behind the Nation's Falling Body Count." And it points out that research on hotspots shows that violence is concentrated in micro places rather than dangerous neighborhoods, as the popular idea goes. Blocks and corners and buildings represent just 5 or 6% of an entire city, and that will drive half of its serious crime. And the same is true about people. From that article, we now know that homicide and gun violence are overwhelmingly concentrated among serious offenders operating in groups, gangs, drug crews, and the like, representing under half of 1% of a city's population, who commit half to three-quarters of all murders. Now, let me say that again. Under half of 1% commit half to three-quarters of all murders. The hot spots are, of course, universally related to gangs and drug crews in that all-important 15 to 19 male demographic. Tellingly, a NBC reporter looked to the Anti-Gun Joyce Foundation, supported Center for Gun Policy and Research, and the Bloomberg School of Public Health for support. Isn't that just a whole building full of pain there? The study reinforces what we know from the mortality data, said Daniel Webster, director of Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Policy and Research. We have an extraordinary health burden in our youth associated with firearms injuries. Webster, like the rest of his citizen control cult at Johns Hopkins, has a vested interest in conflating these numbers committed by gangbangers with gun accidents involving children. It makes the various foundations supporting their research efforts happy. You got to make the donors happy. Let's not worry about the integrity of the researchers involved in this sham study. They don't have any. Under half of 1% of any of these micro places, Chicago, for example, half of 1% of their population, under half of 1% is responsible for half to three-quarters of their murders. So, knowing this, knowing that between 50% and 75% of all violence is at the hands of gangs, what does that tell us about why they're pursuing gun control? Why are they even pursuing gun control? Why do they heart them some gun control? Well, I think it's because they want to disarm us. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and play the guessing game with you. It's because they want to disarm us, and they have to manufacture these results. But I just get tired of them thinking we're stupid when we obviously are not. And it's all these things are happening in areas where they have a lot of gun restriction. We talked about how different Philadelphia is than the rest of Pennsylvania yesterday. When we get back, we're going to talk about how tougher gun law does not deter anything. Because on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. I have this unnatural fear that I'm going to wake up one morning when it's cold and all the tires on all the car, on both the cars in the driveway will have gone down because they will lose the bead. Everybody's got some baggage, right? Coming out of Minnesota, lawmakers say they plan to push again for more restrictive gun law. While at the same time, some of them are looking around and they're saying, huh, will this deter the most of persistent gun offenders? Because they've done a little micro study in Minnesota. They found out in many cases in Minnesota, suspected gunmen are already legally banned from possessing guns. Who would have thunk it? Coming out of some outlet called NPR News, they examined hundreds of Hennepin County cases charged in adult court last year that involved gun-related crime. More than a third of the alleged offenders in those cases were already under a firearms ban because of past convictions for serious offenses. I know a lot of people get out there and say, well, once they paid their debt, can they get their gun rights back? Well, they seem to take them anyway, and then they seem to lose them again. Their data revealed a very complex picture of criminal gun use. It's not really complex, but that's what they're saying. Numbers didn't offer any definitive answers for lawmakers on how to deter the violence or stem the use of guns by people who shouldn't have them. The way to deter violence is for the criminals to be afraid that their potential victims, their potential prey, might turn it around and kill them. Typically, that is what would be thought of as a deterrence. Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman said, people on the street are plenty smart. A lot of times they'll give the guns to juveniles because they won't suffer the same kind of penalty. Or if someone is going to get a gun and wants a gun, he sends his girlfriend to the gun store to buy it for the felon because the felon can't buy it. Do you think? I don't even know. I love it when these guys wait. They get out there and say, look what we found. Among the 465 Hennepin County cases reviewed, NPR News found that 41% of gun crimes charged in 2013 involved violent acts such as assault, robbery, attempted murder, or murder. The median age of suspected gun offenders was 26. The oldest was 80. The youngest was 17. 6% of the suspects were women. Tough penalties. You want to know who tough? You want to know the demographic that tough penalties deters? They deter me and you, because we don't want to spend one night in jail. So the tough penalty specter looming out there does not take. A lot of felons know how to get around laws designed to prevent them from getting guns. Early morning, February 3rd, Chase Dent Wells knocked on the bedroom window of his former girlfriend, Perlene Amy McGee, who'd moved back into her father's home in Brooklyn Park. Dent Wells. This is a guy, and he's got a hyphen between his name. Dent Wells had been inundating McGee's phone with dozens of calls and angry text messages after McGee posted on Facebook that she had a new boyfriend. Facebook again. She let Dent Wells into the house. A few minutes later, the young man lay bleeding on the floor after being shot three times by her father, 55-year-old Amos McGee. Amos McGee had prior criminal convictions, which made him ineligible to possess firearms legally. It was the same for Dent Wells. Both these guys had guns. Dent Wells, brought a 9mm to it. He just didn't pull it out. Amos McGee testified that he bought his pistol off the street. Do you think? Gee, the background check didn't catch him. Bobby Joe Champion, Dent Wells' attorney and a DFL state senator, said it's possible tougher laws could have made it more difficult for Amos McGee to get a gun. How could that be so? Of course, Champion supports requiring background checks for private gun sales. How are you going to enforce that? How are you going, if I get with somebody on, if I just put it out on the community bulletin board and somebody calls my number and wants to talk about buying the gun, how are you going to know if I sell it to him? Because in most of the country, there is no registration. So the only way for this to work would be for there to be registration. And unfortunately, your foils in the states like New York and California are already moving on confiscation. We know how they're going to find the guns, because there's a registration. Watch and see what happens in Connecticut. Very shortly. Champion said, I don't want just stronger gun laws from the perspective of just prosecuting people. I think you want to create opportunities for people to distance themselves from this sort of lifestyle, make it a little more difficult for them to get guns in their possession, so we will all be safe and we can continue to be productive and thriving citizens. That sounds so suspiciously like a chorus from Kumbaya. So we will all be safe and we continue to be productive and thriving citizens. Then on our way to work, we can ride the unicorn and follow the rainbow lane to where we work and love each other. In general, prosecutions of crime involving guns in Hennepin County has increased the past few years, while violent crime has decreased. According to numbers from Hennepin County, between fiscal years 2009-2012, they increased 134%. But the sheriff's office says violent crime in the county declined by 37% between those same years. So tough law enforcement, not new gun laws, key to convincing repeat gun offenders to put down their weapons. This coming from Hamline University Law School professor Joseph Olson. Police officers can basically harass chronic lawbreakers to the point where they give up, said Olson, who's also president of the Minnesota Gun Owners Civil Rights Alliance. The programs that have worked have essentially said we're going to raise the street cost of the lifestyle you've chosen. That is, we're going to arrest you as often as we can for whatever we can. We're going to disrupt your criminal life. This will be called profiling. And somebody will throw Rachel in with that. That method, this strategy, was developed in the late 1980s by criminologist David Kennedy. They use this program to help reduce gun violence in cities like Boston and Baltimore, where they should adopt it again. Minneapolis adopted that approach in the mid-1990s in response to a sharp uptick in violence, and it worked. They do realize that there's no way of stopping the illegal supply of weapons. Nothing works, so it's more effective to focus on people who use guns to commit crimes and those who illegally sell guns to offenders. They're actually looking at the people. Those guns don't sell themselves. Tellingly, in parts of Minnesota, they talked to some former gang members who say when they were in gangs, they weren't afraid of getting arrested for carrying guns. Demetrius Harris, 19, says he grew up in the Cabrini Green housing projects in Chicago, joined a gang when he was 13. He didn't come from a broken home. He says he chose to hang out on the streets because he got a charge out of carrying a gun around. He had no fear whatsoever. Nice. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This is old news. You're already backing away from it, but I haven't had a chance to talk about it because of what it signifies to me. In an attempt to vilify, we saw what happened in New York State where they... What was it, Westchester County? They published all the names of people that owned guns and put up also a very helpful interactive map. Well, coming from the Buckeye Firearms Association out of Ohio, Civitas Media, which owns 88 newspapers across the country, has discussed the use of public records and Public Records Act requests to build state-by-state databases that lists those who have a right to carry firearm licenses. This email was dated January the 19th of this year. It was written by Civitas Media's Director of Content, Jim Lawitz, and distributed to content managers and, content directors, managers, and producers at company-owned newspapers in 12 states, including 38 in Ohio. From Jim Lawitz, we are launching two enterprise projects across our newsrooms this month. The first will deal with the creeping influence of heroin in our communities. The deadly drug has quietly taken over, reaching across all age groups and eclipsing meth as the recreational drug of choice. The second project examines the explosion of conceal and carry gun permits across the U.S. Through data Public Records Act requests, we will attempt to build state-by-state databases that list those who have the right to carry a concealed weapon. Now, that serves no purpose at all. None. A successful concealed carry holder. Nobody knows he has a gun. He or she has a gun. Therefore, and here's the other thing. Where is the privacy thing going? Why do these newspapers feel like they have to seize what they feel is the moral high ground? Well, your neighbors need to know. Don't your neighbors deserve to know? Because, you know, we are the criminals in waiting. We are the ones we're just one psychotic episode away from popping like a rubber band and going insane and spraying the whole air with lead. It's going to be horrible. Wait a minute, that doesn't describe me at all. I'm all, well, you know. The Buckeye Firearms Association contacted several Civitas-owned newspapers around the state about the email, and while they did acknowledge its existence, no one was willing to provide comment on the record. Mr. Lawitz did provide the following quote. We do not typically publicly comment on internal proprietary communication. However, we have no plans to publish any names on any lists. Further, we are open to discuss any published reports. He would not otherwise comment on the record about the status of the company's plans for building the state-by-state database. Now, in my state, I'm not sure how this compares to other states, but in my state, concealed carry is overseen by the State Law Enforcement Division, which has nothing to do with the Department of Motor Vehicles. You get a separate permit from your driver's license. Oh, it looks identical to it. So I don't even know who they would give it, who they would make the request to. But here's the thing. Identifying these people that's a Saul Alinsky tactic. This is identify, isolate, and freeze. This is demonization. It's vilification. And it causes me a great deal of irritation. Why is that necessary to do that? Let's go to the phones. Derek in Arizona. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't call it my government anymore. Because it's not ours. It belongs to corporations. I just wanted to say that they're giving out felonies for driving while suspended, a felony. And when you get a felony, they take your gun rights. I know how to use a gun. I was a Hawkeye in the military.
Right.
And, you know.
Hawkeye, for those of you that don't know, means that when he qualifies, he doesn't miss nothing.
I don't miss anything. But my problem is, well, what I think the problem is they're giving out felonies for driving while suspended in Oregon, Washington.
Derek, what they're doing is they're seeking to expand the prohibited persons list. They're going to try to do it from every possible side. Obama wants to do it with mental health. These state officials.
Yeah, you're either nuts.
Or a
PTSD.
Desperado.
Yeah.
And if you're a military veteran, you're a combination of both.
Yeah, I've got PTSD, and I can't own a firearm legally. So anyway, that's all I had to say.
Well, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right about that. You are. And
there's a documentary out. It's been out for about 10 years. It's called Innocence Betrayed. And it's about every time a government disarms its people, they're planning on murdering them. Now, that's a fact. Check out Innocence Betrayed. You can see it on the Internet. It's on there.
Well, you know, considering where Barack Obama started his presidential campaign, do you know the story about that?
No.
There was a guy named Bill Ayers. And Bill Ayers was one of... They actually think that Bill Ayers ghost wrote some of Obama's books that he's got published under his name. Bill Ayers was with the Weather Underground, and they were going to overtake... They were going to take over the country. And they had plans once they had disarmed us. They figured there would be around 25, 30 million Americans that just wouldn't see things their way, and they were just going to kill us. This was all back in the 70s. And that's where Barack Obama in the 2000s hatched his plan to run for the presidency in Bill Ayers' living room.
You know, I never even heard of Barack Obama until he was running for president. I mean, did you ever hear of him?
He was a keynote speaker, I think, in the 2004 Democratic National Convention, where he was anointed the rising superstar within the Democratic Party.
Yeah, he was all smiles.
He's still all smiles. He smiles right now. He's smiling right now. He was smiling when he did the State of the Union. If Congress won't help me out, I have a pen. I have a phone. We will go forward. It's just going to happen. Let it be said. Amen. So,
that's all I had. Keep up the good work. Hey, do you know what happened to Catherine Albrecht?
Was she a Republic broadcast host?
I think so, yeah. She did commercials, and I think they took her show off. She lived in New Hampshire.
I'm a singer in a rock and roll band. The manager doesn't call me and let me know when my guitar player is getting replaced, you know?
Roger. All right, well, that's all I had. Thanks, guys.
Well, thank you, Derek. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Stay safe. I don't know if I've ever gotten a call from Arizona before. That's a first. I like it. I'm digging it. Back to this newspaper thing. I know why they're going to first of all, they're going to back away from this. If they had not gotten the publicity they had gotten and could have gotten it out in the open, they would have done it. But they knew they were going to be harassed the whole way. There was going to be privacy issues brought up. There's probably going to be lawsuits. So they're backing away from it. If they'd been given half a chance to throw this against the wall to see if it would stick, they would have done it. But now they're backing away from it. So that's, the only use for a list of this type is to target and victimize gun owners. In Westchester and Rockland counties in New York, they had break-ins. They had robberies because they knew where the guns were. And they just wanted. In the interest of everybody knowing. In the interest of everybody knowing, they just wanted that to happen. That's right, 9:15. I can say the number 9:15. That's not a big deal. Going into the last break on the hour, we're going to talk about this amnesty plan that Connecticut has in place. This is not them trying to help their citizens. This is them realizing the registration didn't work. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. and Extendivite as all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
And welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. What did I just hear? Was that me? Heard something. Anyway, on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. Let's pretend like I didn't say that. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. At the end of that animated film, Despicable Me, after the villain Vector's master plan has gone awry, and he finds himself on the surface of the moon with the Earth in the background, he realizes his predicament, and he utters a short, succinct phrase. And he's got something in common with Governor Daniel Malloy and the government of the state of Connecticut right now, because they're having their oh poop moment now as well, because they've tallied the number of citizens who have registered their assault weapons and high capacity magazines required by the state's unconstitutional gun law, compared that to the estimated number of applicable weapons and magazines in the state, and realized that they have been ignored. Historically speaking, this coming from the desk of Bob Owens at Bearing Arms, 90% or more of those required to comply with gun registration laws in the U.S. refused to do so. And there's no reason to suspect that this registration attempt in Connecticut is any different. There have been estimates, for example, of 1 million magazines that would apply to this. And The state reports registering only 4% or 40,000. Against this backdrop of abject failure, the anti-gun government of Connecticut is contemplating an amnesty to encourage those who haven't registered to do so. And the local media is getting involved in that spin game. They write, amid concerns about gun owners who failed in their last-minute attempts to register now illegal assault weapons and large-capacity ammunition magazines, lawmakers are considering granting an amnesty period for people who missed the registration deadline. The comprehensive gun control bill enacted last spring required owners of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines to register the guns and declare ownership of the magazine if they wished to keep it. About 50,000 assault weapons were registered last year, and close to 40,000 people declared possession of magazines, many of them doing so in the final days of December. But legislative leaders in recent weeks have raised concerns with the governor's office that some individuals who attempted to register their weapons were prevented from doing so as a result of early post office closings on New Year's Eve. Now, there were plenty of people that showed up in Connecticut to register their guns. They did line up, but that's not the reason that Connecticut's government is wanting to have an amnesty. They want this amnesty period because their internal estimates likely show that their attempt to browbeat their citizens into registering their arms for future confiscation has been a failure, abjectly so. And they're desperate to do anything they can do to encourage compliance now that their threats have failed. When you're facing a state, I don't care how many police you got, and I don't care how many of anything you got. If you're facing a state of gun owners, well, you got problems. You got problems. And that's why this amnesty's out there. We'll see that again in New York. Although I'm sure, well, I don't know. I don't know if Cuomo will call for the kicking in of doors at that point. I wouldn't be surprised if he did. It would be my hope he doesn't, because if he does, then, like I said, I look at New York as a possible flashpoint. A possible flashpoint. Coming from the Office of Misinformation. Every day is a new town. We just passed that anniversary, that dark anniversary. Yep, according to the writer of this little ditty who is anonymous. Wonder why. We remain at risk from gun violence in our town each day. 32 Americans are murdered each day and 140 treated for gun assault injuries in emergency rooms. As a painful memory of the senseless murder of children and dedicated professionals fades with the activity of the holidays and the demands of our busy lives, we should ask what has changed since the Newtown, Connecticut shootings. I'm never going to get tired of telling you this, but if we eradicated the gangs, and I don't know how you're going to do that, because I'm not going to advocate they go into neighborhoods and just start killing people. But if there was a way to stop that, which it's all based on liberal policy, that's where the gangs rose, based upon all that utter failure. They had nowhere to go. They had nowhere to belong. They joined a gang because they're young and they want to belong to something. They have no family, or maybe their family's incarcerated. Whatever, you know, whatever drives them to it. Gun control doesn't work on them. That's a fact. But if we took gangs out of it, we'd be way below. We would be way below. I watched a video, okay? Right now, based on current statistics, people like to compare Britain to the United States. That was one thing that I did not notice Piers Morgan did with that Oklahoma senator last night, is he didn't do that, at least. We like to compare Britain with the United States. Now, the United States is the most armed nation on the planet. There are more guns than there are people. That's a fact. And our deaths per 100,000 due to crime is 3.6. where I think it's maybe in the official British tabulation around, it's minuscule. I don't even know if it's one. Now, if you take a country that is also armed like we are, although they have 45 guns for every 100 people, that's Switzerland. Now, Switzerland, as far as gun ownership, the number of guns per 100,000, well, the number of guns per person or per 100,000 is like one in Britain. So Switzerland falls right in the middle between the two of us. Now, you would think that Switzerland's murder rate with guns, because, you know, guns are the issue here. That's the problem. It's guns. Would be between us and Britain. Except that's not what the case is. Their murder rate is below Britain's. It is below the British murder rate. The UK, and, you know, when that's why they like to compare us to them instead of Switzerland. Now, the anonymous person says he stands with the vast majority of Americans, 9 out of 10 and 3 out of every 4 NRA members, who agree that we should have universal background checks. I'm not one of those. Who are you talking about? Who are these people? Who are the 3 out of 4? Who are the 9 out of 10? Yet today, according to him, it's easy to legally purchase a weapon without a background check. Our current background check system only applies to about 60% of gun sales, leaving 40% without a background check, including those purchased from gun shows and internet sales. Now, if he were doing this in front of you, he would be surrounded by very thin metal, probably aluminum, bars. He'd be in a cage, he'd be on a perch, and he'd look suspiciously like a parrot, because this is parroting the talking points. And that's what they got. They got manufactured studies, and they got talking points. Now, some of them will claim the auspices of the military, like Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bateman. Hello, I'm Robert Bateman. So, Lieutenant Colonel of U.S. Army. Oh, that's something worth listening to. But that's what they are slowly deteriorating into this pattern that is hilarious. In the meantime, we are going to flip into the next hour on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.